Trusting in God Pod, all streaming platforms. Walking through this valley, but I'm not alone. Trusting in God, this world is not my home. Nope. In this battlefield, I'm not afraid. Got on the full armor of God. I got it made. The need God with all in my heart, mind, body, and soul. I'd rather have Jesus than have silver and gold. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He'll make your path straight. God is always on time. Yeah, He'll never be late. Trust me, God. Yeah, that's the master key. Jesus is the one who set the captives free. So I keep my faith. Yeah. I keep it strong and pure. With God as my God, yep. Any storm I can endure. Trusting in God, yeah, that's the only way. He lights up my past, turn my nights to day. Trusting in God, no matter what the cost. With the Bible in my hand, I will never be lost. No, here's the message, yep, clear and loud. Yep. Stand firm in your faith, stand tall and proud. Trusting in God, I let Him lead the way. Yep. With Jesus in my heart, I'll never go astray. Yep. Hallelujah.
Trusting in God podcast.
Thank you for tuning in every day. We on all streaming platforms. Thank you for tuning in.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to Trusting in God podcast. This is Jovan speaking. And today I want to talk about embracing universal love and grace. Good morning, my dear friends. Today we gather to reflect on a profound aspect of our faith. The love we are called to have for everyone around the world. This love is not limited by borders, cultures, or differences. It's a love that mirrors the boundless love of God, who calls us to extend grace and compassion to all. What is the commandment of love? In the Gospel of John, Jesus gives us a new commandment. A new commandment I give to you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. This commandment is not just a suggestion, but a mandate for all those who follow Christ. Our love for one another should reflect the selfless, sacrificial love that Jesus has demonstrated. Jesus demonstrates love without boundaries. The Apostle Paul reminds us in Galatians 3 and 28 that there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for all of you is one in Christ Jesus. This verse emphasizes that in Christ, all distinctions that divide us are erased. We are called to love every person, regardless of their background or their status. Let's talk about the parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus illustrates the essence of loving our neighbor in the parable of the Good Samaritan. In this story, a Samaritan helps a wounded man, showing mercy and compassion despite cultural animosity. This parable teaches us that our neighbor is anyone in need, and we are to show love and kindness without prejudice. Let's talk about forgiveness and second chances. Love also means giving people a chance, forgiving them, and offering grace. In Matthew 18, 21 through 22, Peter asks Jesus, how many times should he forgive someone who sins against him? Jesus replied, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. This teaches us that our forgiveness should be limitless, just as God's forgiveness is limitless for us. Let me give you some practical ways on how to show love. How can we put this love into action? Here's a few practical ways. Acts of kindness. Small acts of kindness can make a big difference in people's lives. A smile, a helping hand, or a listening ear can show someone that they are valued. Hospitality. Open your heart and home to others. Hospitality breaks down barriers and builds connections. Stand up for those who are marginalized or oppressed. Use your voice to advocate for justice and equality. Let's pray. Prayer for others, especially those who are different from you or whom you find difficult to love. Prayer changes our hearts and aligns them with God's love. Finally, let us remember the ultimate example of love Jesus Christ showed. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus' sacrificial love on the cross is the greatest demonstration of love that the world has ever known. We are called to follow his example and love others as he loved us. As we go forth and continue our day, let us commit to loving one another with the same boundless love that God has shown us. Let us break down the walls that divide us and build bridges of compassion and understanding. In doing so, we will reflect the heart of God and bring his light into the world. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your infinite love and grace. Help us to love others as you have loved us. Give us the strength to forgive, the courage to show kindness, and the wisdom to see every person as your beloved child. May our lives be a testament to your love, and may we bring hope and healing in a world that needs peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.